So just to come up for breath for 1 second, that is, so the Gemara mentioned Agav Urchi Mamish, right? We're learning Sugis and Chalitza, but Biderech Agav, the Gemara threw in something related to Gzardin Sheyesh Imoy Shvua and Gzardin Sheyeni Imoy Shvua. Had to come into the daf, because the Gemara says Levi Nafak Lekiri, so Levi came to the village, they asked them 3 questions, 2 were related to Chalitza, a Gidemis, a woman that doesn't have hands, could she do Chalitza? If the woman spit and what came out was blood, not roik, not saliva, is it a Chalitza or not a Chalitza? Meaning, is it a Rakika or not? So 2 questions related to Chalitza, and then the third one, I know you do with Chalitza. We'll focus on the third one. Agdil Chas HaRashim Biksav Emes. Daniel is told that this is a ksav emes, as if to say, sometimes Nevi'im are shown things and it's not a ksav emes. How could that be? So the Gemara says, no, everything is emes. However, things could be changed. What we mean when we say ksav emes means nothing can change this. Okay, what determines whether something can be changed or cannot be changed? A gzardin sheyesh imoy shvua, that cannot be changed. A gzardin sheyesh imoy shvua, that can be changed. What's an example of a gzardin sheyesh imoy shvua? So the Gemara gave an example, and that is none other than the Beis Eli. Lochein nishpati the Beis Eli, im yischaper avoin Beis Eli bezevach uvemincha ad oylam. And you see the family of Eli, they were cursed, and that couldn't be changed. Now, ironically, the Gemara in the next breath says that as much as it's true that Beis Eli cannot change their fate, but it's only bezevach uvemincha. But if it's betoira or begmilas chasadim, then already it's a whole different conversation. What's Pashup Shat? It's because the Shvua was im yischaper avoin Beis Eli bezevach uvemincha. It's not a stira. What was the Shvua? It was like gzardin sheyesh imoy shvua. In vasigavein the Shvua. Not im yischaper. That's not what the Shvua was. Im yischaper avoin Beis Eli bezevach uvemincha. Okay, so bezevach uvemincha can't happen. But in other ways, it can't happen. What are those other ways? Amar Rabba, bezevach uvemincha in a mischaper avon mischaper with the very Torah. Abaye said, bezevach uvemincha in a mischaper avon mischaper with Torah gmilas chasad. And then the Gemara says, it just so happens, Rabba and Abaye both came from the family of Eli. Rabba was Derish Umakayan. He understood Bezevach Uvimincha in a mischaper avon mischaper with the very Torah. So he learned Torah, and he lived past the age of 18. He lived until he was 40. Abaye also was Derish Umakayan. He said Bezevach Uvimincha in a mischaper avon mischaper who with the very Torah with gmilas chasadim. So he learned Torah and he did chesed, and he lived not till the age of 40. He lived until the age of 60. If you look at Tosfos right here on the Gemara, and this Gemara is also kemat verbatim. The Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, and if you look there in Rashi and Tosfos, there's a big tumult what the right girsa in our Gemara is. So we have the girsa in the Gemara. Amar Rabba bezevach uvemincha ein meschaper, avu meschaper ubedivrei Torah. And then the Gemara says Rabba and Abaya both came from Beis Eli. Rabba was Isaac b'Torah, and he ended up living 40 years. But apparently there were other Gemaras, other Kisveyad that the Rishonim had access to, where the Girsa in the Gemara wasn't Rabba, it was Rava. And the question was it Rabba and Abaya, or was it Rava and Abaya? Rabba and Abaya had a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Rabba was Abaya's Rebbe Muvik. Rabbi Yosef was his other Rebbe, but Rabba was his Rebbe Muvik. Abaya and Rava don't need much of an introduction. But the question is, in this Gemara, is the proper Girsa Rabba, or is the proper Girsa Rabba? And Tosfos here, and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, they get involved that really, what it should come down to was Rava a Kohen, or was Rava not a Kohen? And the Rishonim seem to have a rai that Rava wasn't a Kohen, based on a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, Perek Hazraya, Halachayayin V'Hakeva, and over there, there's some rai that Rava wasn't a Kohen. If Rava was a Kohen, that would prove that the right Girsa is Rava. But apparently, there were 2 Girsais. A big shaila, was the Girsa Rava, or was the Girsa Rava? So I once saw in Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agoyis Yaivetz, he brings a beautiful rai that what he believes is the right Girsa, and that is that it was Rab and Abaya, it wasn't Rav and Abaya. And it's really based on 3 Gemaras. There's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, basic back of the envelope arithmetic. Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses at what age does a child have an obligation to make a bracha. Brachas Hamazon, Brachas Hazimon, that's what's being discussed over there. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Nachman, Katan Hayoideya Lemi Mevarche. A katan that understands that when you bench, who are you benching to, right? Who are you thanking when you bench? You're thanking your mother? No, you're thanking the Eibishter. So a katan that understands who you're benching, Mezamnen Olav. He can count for a Zimu. So the Gemara, Abaye V'Rava, Haviyosfi Kamei D'Rabba. Abaye and Rava were once sitting next to Rabba. So Rabbi asked them, "Lemi mevarchin? Tell me, Do you know who you benched to? Amrile said, they told him the Rachmana. What do you mean? To the Eibishta. So then he said, Rachmana Heichal Yosef. Where is the Eibishta? So the Gemara says, Rava Achvi Lashmei Talla. Rava, he pointed to the ceiling. Abaya Nafak Labara. Abaya told, Rabbi says, come outside with me. Achvi Klap Yishmaya. He pointed to the heavens. Amaluhu Rabba. So Rabba told Abaya and Rava, these two young boys, Travaichu Rabbanan Havisu. You're both going to grow up to be big Rabbanim and Haidudam Richie. This is what people mean when they say, Butsin Butsin Mikitve Yadiyah. A farmer, a professional, he could see a seed and he already understands what's going to vaxois one day from this. But the Gemara tells a story about a young Abaya and a young Rava that together, they're in the presence of Rabba. He asked them, do you know the Mim of Archin? And we learn a whole halacha over here in terms of age, of at what point the child is able to be mitzdarif lebirchas hazimun. This is the Gemara in Brachas Memches Amar Aleph. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there's one thing for sure you see in this Gemara, and that is Abaya and Rava were children at around the same time. Which means that Abaya and Rava were be'erich the same age. One might have been a little older, one might have been a little bit younger, but they're both butzin butzin. They're both young children at the same exact time. Zakr b'Yakov Emden, Chab Nacha Gemara. Chab Gemara Masech Des Brachis, Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara is a classic. The Gemara tells the story that there was a poiser chaloymos. His name was Barhedya. And he used to interpret dreams. So if a person had a dream and he was a little bit, you know, insecure, he was a little bit paranoid, this is old school, Amal, people would go, and you would ask him for a pistrin. Now it seems this Barhedya was on the take. And, you know, depending on, you know, what you stuck in the kvittel, that determined what exactly he was going to be poiser. So if somebody had a dream and you gave him a shayna matbaya, oh, this, you know, this means you're going to be a great segvir, you're going to have shefa bruch vatzloch, he would give him the nicest pistrin possible. And if somebody didn't give him a lot of money, if he didn't like him, he would tell him, yeah, this is a disaster, you stop fasting ba'av, stop going to the kaisel 40 days in a row. Right, he would start telling him mamish terrible things. And that's really what it depended on. And the Gemara says that Abaya and Rava, incredibly, every single night they would go to sleep, they would have the same dream. Abaya and Rava, and they would go to the same Barhedya, and the Gemara says, Abaya used to give him a budala, Rava didn't, and all Abaya's dreams, he interpreted good, and we know Divri Chaloimis has a lot to do with the pisrin of the dream, and everything would turn out good, and Rava, everything was bad, and Rava at some point realized himself what's going on. So he does a little bit of investigative work, and somebody says, tell me, when you go to Barhedya, what's this to him? He says, I don't know, I give him a few shots. He says, a few shekel, give him a shayna matbaya, you're going to see everything is going to change. And the Gemara goes on, the Gemara tells all the dreams, it's a classic, I got it, the Gemara, all the dreams that Abaya had, all the dreams of Rava had, and how they played themselves out. So the Gemara is discussing, this is now after Rava had someone whisper into his ear how this game is played. So he was told how you're supposed to do this. So he understands that you have a dream, you give him a few. So the Gemara says he comes to Barhedya, and he tells him, I had a dream last night. Chazoi apadna da Abaya. I saw Abaya's, his yeshiva, his house. The nafal, it fell. The whole thing came tumbling down. The kasyan afke. And I was covered by the dust of his house. Amale, he says, I'm going to tell you what this dream means. Abaya shachiv. Abaya is going to pass away. Umesifte asi legaboch. And you're going to take over his mesifta. You're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva of Abaya's yeshiva. Yeah, the Gemara continues the story. And the Gemara says, everything Barhedya told Rava happened. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I see one thing in this Gemara. You know what this Gemara says? That Rava outlived Abaya. First, Abaya passed away, and then Rava passed away. The truth is, there's another Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubas. The Gemara says that after Abaya passed away, so Choyma, the Visud Abaya, right? Abaya's wife was Choyma. Who was Rava's wife? Simply known as Bas Rav Chizdo. But Abaya's wife's name, we do know. Her name was Chayma. And Chayma, the Visud Abaya, comes to Rav and she says, you know, my husband died, and Daloch is Amon and Nizoinus Minachsi Yisoymim. It's a classic Gemara there, and she asked Abaya, can you please make arrangements? I want 3 meals a day, and et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things she requested was wine. And Rav says, listen, I know Abaya. Abaya never drank wine. I mean, no one knew Abaya better than me. Abaya never drank wine, which means you didn't drink wine. The Gemara tells a whole story with Rav's wife and Abaya's wife. She beat her up, right? It's a classic. But Al Kaponim, I am Shom in the end of Perak Metzias, the Isha, Mesechtes, Ksubas. But again, another Gemara where the Gemara says that Abaya passed away before Rav. So Zokr, Yaakov Emden. Abaya and Rava were be'erich the same age. How do I know that? Brachos Memches Amar Aleph. Abaya passed away before Rava. How do I know that? Brachos Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Zokter, I have a Gemara Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. It's also Gemara Masechtes Yuvam is tucked away on Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says Abaya and Rava, or Abaya and Rava, they both came from Beis Eli. Rava lived 40 years, or Rava lived 40 years, and Abaya lived 60 years. Why Rava or Rava lived 40 years? Because he was only Isaac Patair. Abaya was Isaac Patair, Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore he lived another 20 years. Zokter, B'yakadem, then how could the Girsa be? How could the Girsa be Rava? It's not possible. Because if Abaye and Rava are Be'erach the same age, and Rava lives until he's 40, and Abaye lives until he's 60, that means Abaye outlived Rava by Be'erach 20 years. And I have a Gemara in Brachas Nunvav, it's also a Gemara in the end of Perek Metzius Isha, that Rava outlived Abaye. So he says it's checkmate, it's muchach. It must be that the right Girsa in the Gemara is Rabba, and the Girsa is not Rabba. So it's fascinating, because the Rishonim discuss in there, bring Rai, Zakar, B'Yakov, and it's posh, back of the envelope arithmetic. Just put a few Gemaras together, you do a little bit of math, and based on this math, it's posh that this is the way it has to be. But the emes is, if you look in the Gemara, Masechtas Brachas, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava habiyosvi kamei d'Rabba. Rav Kiva Eger and Gilyon Ashas says, b'bahag. He found the bahag in his sefer, had the Girsa, not Rava, but Rava by Rav Nachman. There was an Amora Rava by Rav Nachman. Not Abaye and Rava. Rava by Rav Nachman. Kveger didn't explain why he changed the Girsa of this Gemara. Not every time the Gemara changes the Girsa of an Amora does Rav Kveger say it. If Rav Kveger wrote this on the side of his Gemara, in his Talmud Bavli, in his Gilyon Ashas, there's a reason. You know what the reason is? There's a tremendous... The Yaakov Emden's Cheshbin is really based on the Girsa being Rava. But if it's Rava Bar Nachman, then we don't know any correlation between the age of Abaye and the age of Rava. And if that's the case, it could be the ages were very, very different. And as a result, the entire binyan falls to the ground. It's Poshet. That's where Kiveger meant when he said that the right Girsa in the Gemara is not Rava, but the right Girsa in the Gemara is Rava Bar Rav Nachman.